Hey, dear listener, Anthony here. Before we hop into the show, I wanted to let you know about an incredible new resource we just released, The 5 Rules of Investing. Dan and I are huge advocates of modeling the behaviors of the people who have done what you hope to do. And who better to model when it comes to investing than legendary investors like Warren Buffett, Howard Marks, and Ray Dalio? This free ebook breaks down the simple time-tested strategies of billionaire real estate investors that you can use to take your investing to the next level. So head over to InvictusMultifamily.com and grab your ebook today. All right, now let's hop into the show.
And welcome to Multifamily Investing Made Simple. This is the podcast that's all about taking the complexity out of real estate investing so that you can get started today. I'm your host, Anthony Vecino, joined as always by Dan. Oh, he's pretty damn impressed, and Anthony remembers the intro to this podcast after all these years. Kruger.
That was one of the longer names I've had.
That's maybe the longest.
Yeah.
That's a pretty long one.
Not bad.
Yeah. We haven't done the traditional Multifamily Investing Made Simple intro in a long time, so I just wanted to take it out of the closet, dust it off, take it for a spin. You know, springtime.
Yeah, shove it back in there. It's long.
It wasn't, yeah, get back.
This is a short episode. We've already burnt 9 of our 10 minutes. So
it's, you know, when we come out of the long winter hibernation here in Minnesota.
Are we out?
We're almost there. We start pulling out outfits that have been in the closet all winter. And it's like, oh, that's not a good look.
I'm still rocking winter.
Yeah, you are. I am too. Well, I'm going with a 3/4 sweater.
Oh,
so okay. I'm showing the forearms now.
You got part of a sleeve gone.
Yep.
All right.
Isn't that kind of weird?
It's progress.
It's like if you guys are watching on YouTube, you go to Multifamily Investing Made Simple. You can see my strangely lengthed sleeve. It's very odd.
They just stopped making the shirt. They're like, let's just call
this
it right
is
here.
Good enough. Yeah, but it's perfect for this kind of springtime weather, which has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about here. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about here. What do you say?
Yeah. What are we going to talk about?
Well, as you're going into multifamily, you're getting into real estate, you're going to hear about all these skills you need to have because skills, they pay the bills. And you're going to know like underwriting, negotiating, all those things. But there are other skills outside of real estate that could be helpful as well. So this is going to be your public service announcement to say, go get these skills. They're going to help you in all different, many different areas of life, but maybe also in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got? What's your number one outside of real estate skill to have in real estate?
These are in no order.
Of course, Dan, you say that 372 times.
I literally never put things in order, ever.
There's literally, we have, for the listeners at home, you'll get a kick out of this. We have a list of podcast ideas that Reed came up with. And at the very top, there's like hundreds of these. At the very top, there's an asterisk. Do you know what the asterisk says?
Not in any kind of order.
Yeah, but I believe it's quote, it says, quote, Dan. It's quoting you. So
I just don't want to make anything. I want to be clear. Just because I say this thing first doesn't mean I think it's the most important thing.
I feel like you got burned once in life with saying something first and people just took it to mean like that was
the most important. I must have blacked it out because I don't remember it. But let's get into this.
Okay, what's your skill? In no order.
In no order. I should get a t-shirt with this on it so I just don't have to say it. All right. Patience.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
patience, I know it's good. Patience helps in all
that. It's not the best. It's just the first one I said.
Well, what's interesting about that, so macro patience, micro speed. So yeah. That'll be mine because Reed was over here before we went live just yelling, speed, speed, speed.
He's got a drug problem. We're going
to
work
on that. In real estate, you are incentivized to move very, very fast when there are deals and opportunities. You got to strike. When the phone rings, you got to answer. You got to get there. You got to look at that property. You got to bury the bodies. However, real estate also takes a long time, mm-hmm. So you got to be patient because these things can take a year, 2 years to come to fruition.
Yeah, and when you're in a deal, you're not going to get, we've done a lot of content on this, but like you're not going to get rich quick in this biz.
Yeah.
But if you're consistent with it over, you know, a decade, you're going to do really well, but it takes a while to spool up.
Totally. All right, what's your next skill?
Oh, was that your one?
Well, I just riffed off of it. Yeah, you took patience, I took speed. I mean, those are easy.
All right, my next one?
Yeah.
And this is probably the one I like the best.
So in a particular order, this would have been number one.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll see.
Okay.
We'll let the audience decide which they think is best. But puzzles. If you enjoy and are good at solving puzzles.
Good puzzler.
Yeah, because real estate is just a constant string of problems that need to be solved. And if that's something that you actually enjoy and you get satisfaction from solving these types of things, real estate's perfect for you. If you hate that, don't even bother.
I don't like people who like in their descriptions or bios, they say words like visionary or puzzler.
Okay, puzzler?
I've never seen that one, but like if I find you and you have the word puzzler in your bio, hey, just know I'm unfollowing
you. Can we add this to my Instagram? thank you.
You're going to lose one follower. Okay. My second skill, and this is probably my favorite, is Google search / social creeping. Mm-hmm. I think this is a very underutilized or underrated skill that can help you in so many areas of life. But if you are really good at searching for things on Google and then like doing a little bit of social creeping to find sellers or like who these different people are, because there's a lot of you just never know how this weird web gets woven. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you can develop the skill of being a really good Google searcher, you can discover all sorts of interesting things about sellers, about their motivations, about their history, and all of that stuff, especially in an interaction where you might only have like 50 minutes touring a property with a seller to like trying to figure them out. I think
so Google you show up to tours already knowing everything about someone's life.
I try to know a lot.
Complete creep.
Yeah. And I try to pretend like I know nothing, but the whole time I'm like, how's that third divorce, Jerry? How's Catherine?
So what if
she got the lake house and now you have to sell this one?
What if you accidentally like a picture or something from like 5 years ago?
I mean, then I have to delete my account and then start
that's
over.
That's when you panic.
Yeah. Well, that's when I go and I change my bio to say puzzler and then my username, I change to Dan Kruger.
Ah, damn.
All right. What's your next skill?
My next one is kind of related to that. Little bit is just people skills because it is a relationship business. So if you're like really good at all the technical things in real estate, but like nobody likes you, it's going to be really tough. So you've got to have some good, you know, people skills. You have to be charismatic. People have to like you to want to transact with you. So don't be a dick.
Totally. Totally. I was tweeting about this the other day and I was like, listen, like if you're a bad communicator, if people don't like to listen to you and you're not good at communicating the ideas that you have in your head, like you could be the smartest person in the world, but people are going to think you're stupid or they're just going to think you're a dick. And in both of those cases, you're not going to have an opportunity to influence or impact their lives because they're just not going to receive your message. So I think communicating effectively with people.
Bankers, brokers, sellers, everybody needs to at least respect you.
Oh, totally. All right. My last one is mental math. Now, this is kind of cop-out in some ways because you got to be good at math. Like, we know that with real estate. But, like, I think mental math in particular, just being able to quickly ballpark numbers and just generally be like, okay, at a 5 cap, this NOI, like, what am I looking at here? Or, like, how much is this rent? What is the expense ratio? Like, just being able to do those numbers, like, and getting close enough to be able to have an intelligent conversation is wildly useful.
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of times if you're going to be touring a property or with a broker – and some numbers start getting tossed around. You want to be able to keep that conversation going and not saying, hey, I got to go back to my office, pull up my model and plug this stuff in to be able to say whether or not what you just said to me is going to work or not.
Yep. So totally.
Should I do one more? I haven't been counting. I did three.
That was three. That's six total. Let's end it on 7.
Great.
A solid 7. Yeah. 7 is the number of perfection in the Bible.
Okay. 7. Let's do it.
I just made that up, but it's also true.
I wouldn't have known.
Well, 6 is the number of imperfection. Why 6666?
Right, I just wrote a bunch of stuff down. I got 3 others here. I'll let you pick which one of these 3 you think is the best we should include as number 7.
Okay.
So I got work ethic.
That's a good one.
I got leadership. And I got time management.
Ooh. Okay. I mean, I'm going to go with work ethic. That's an obvious one. Time management is massive. Obvious? Well, that's such a given if you want to be successful in anything. Time management. I'm going to go with that one because if you can't manage your time, like what can you manage, really?
Nothing.
Not a real estate portfolio.
Nope.
Good luck.
Yeah. So
there you go. 7.
Yeah. Go
actually,
good at
9 or – yeah, well, that's technically 9. Know. But so those are some skills. Some of them are very hard to put into practice or to start developing. You know, if you want to work on patience, maybe go meditate. If you want to work on mental math, then – there's an app I used a number of years ago called Brilliant. It's actually a lot of fun. Just mental math exercises. Keep that blade sharp.
Or bust out the flashcards.
Ooh.
If you're from the 80s, you might have those. I don't think I snapped.
I am because okay. I think flashcards deserves a snap. Like, Well, these days, do people use flashcards?
No, I'm curious. I don't
like,
think
do
so.
They just use their phone? Because they could probably just be like, swipe, swipe.
Yeah.
I wish.
I grew up in the day when we had flashcards.
I bet you used flashcards like constantly, didn't you?
I hated them.
Oh, really?
Hated them. I really did not like arithmetic. I didn't like anything until calculus, where we actually started calculating profit. Then I was like, oh, this is useful. Everything up until that was just like, all right, let's just get it done.
Mm. All right. Well, go get your flashcards, and we'll see you here in the next episode, which is probably, if I had to guess, going to be an episode that's okay at minimum.
Might be okay.
Could be more than okay. You have to tune in to find out. We'll see you there.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another episode of Multifamily Investing Made Simple. If you enjoyed the show, could you do us a massive favor? Head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. Your feedback, it means the world to us, as it helps us grow and spread the word about multifamily investing. And don't forget, sharing is caring. So fire this episode over to any friends or family who you think could benefit from learning all about multifamily investing. Thanks, guys. We appreciate every single one of you, and we'll see you on the next show.